Okay, here we are. We're going to go through affiliate marketing from A to Z. I'm going to show you a campaign. This campaign made me in the order of $20,000, and it was a pretty low-priced product, so you can imagine how much of this I sold. I'm going to show you everything that I did step by step as quickly as I can. Now, you might be thinking right at the outset, this had a lot to do with the size of my list. Well, yes, you do need a list to do affiliate marketing. I'm also going to be touching on that as well. You really obviously need a website. If you don't have a website yet, get over to kioskwebsitehosting.com. That's kiosk, K-I-O-S-K, kioskwebsitehosting.com. Apart from that, you're pretty much ready to go, and I'll show you every step of the way exactly what I did. Okay, first off, let me go through how I actually promoted this product as an affiliate. Doesn't matter the size of your list, you can have 100 people on your list and have a massive payday. Do not get obsessed with the size of your list. Okay, the first thing I did is I started pre-launching this, pre-selling this, before the product even went live. Okay, so it went live on a Tuesday, and this is the Monday, not the Monday before the launch, but the Monday the week before the launch. So this is over a week before the product went live. This is the email that I sent out. Surprise, surprise, here's another PDF newsletter for you. Sent them off to my blog, gave them some snippets of what is in the newsletter, which included this bit: ex-gangster turned internet marketer reveals his site-stealing secrets. This is a promo, the product that I'm telling you about. Let me just flick back there. I kind of jumped the gun a little bit. Is this Harris Fellman's sitestealing.com. That is the product. It's essentially a product that tells you how to swipe and steal sites legally, model from the best, borrow from the successful campaigns. That's the product. This is what I did. So I sent that email out. That was the first step that I did, sending people to my blog. So this is on my blog where I sent people first, and I sent them to go and grab this PDF. When you're actually building up your list, it's a great idea to send multiple things out to them in different formats. Don't just send email text, send videos, send audios, stuff that they can download. And people really love, on my list, these PDF documents. Okay, so I sent them to my blog to go and download this, and some people obviously went on and commented. So you download this, what happens? Well, this is what you actually get. This is inside the newsletter. Why another newsletter? And then here you can see, so this is again a week before the product's gone live, I'm putting it in the newsletter. This is a free newsletter, a load of free content in here, and also in this I've got this headline: ex-gangster turned blah 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 reveals his site stealing secrets next week. So I'm zigarnicking people, I'm telling them that it's coming, it's on the way. I've been reviewing a new product, a lot of marketers have missed the boat on, it's been unveiled Tuesday the 17th of July next week. So I'm telling them about it, but I'm not, importantly, giving them a link to click on. That's really getting people hungry, building up their desire, making them feel curious, but not actually giving them anything to click on. So I've included a little picture there. The reason I've done that is to start the branding. Harris had a really well-branded site, and it was branded all the way through with this character called Sal the Gangster, all throughout his website with videos and in the product as well. And I've just put that in here so that people see it right from the beginning. Over a week before the product's gone live, they start to associate with this character. Who is he? Is he really a gangster? Is it, you know, like a made-up thing? Can you actually steal sites? You know, how am I going to make money? What's the link? What's the website called? Who is this guy called? Creating curiosity. Okay, we'll scroll down. The rest of the newsletter, various things in there. And again, in the PS, I've included it again. You're going to discover how you can legally steal sites next week, and I'll show you who this guy is. I've included another picture of him. And here, this is important that you try this type of technique by blanking things out, name censored, or removing things, giving people a little bit of the information, but also holding some of it back so that they think, well, I really want to find out what that is. Even if they're not 100% keen on getting the product, they want to find out what that information is. So that was step one, sending out that PDF newsletter, raising curiosity. Let's go back to my list of emails then, and I'll show you what the next thing was that I sent. Later that week, on Thursday, I emailed people with, if site stealing was legal, would you do it? So this is tapping into people that have already read the newsletter, and it's giving a little bit more information. I've said, yes, it's coming out next week. Don't sue me. You know, this. You know, none of these tactics are actually illegal. just went on and said, and then I start Zeigarniking them, dropping further carrots. Okay, this is the fastest way to improve the results of almost any sales page. If you correctly blank blank, your results can skyrocket. Level number two, blank and run. If you're starting out, you'll love this strategy. And I go on, and I've used this stuff. I haven't created this stuff myself. I've grabbed it from his sales page. So remember that. It's a great idea when you're putting an affiliate promotion together, whether you're sending it via email, putting it on your website, your blog, or anything, is to use the sales letter from the product. Either get permission or just go ahead and borrow some of the stuff from the product sales page and give that to the people that you're trying to educate and say, well, look, this is the great stuff, the cool stuff. So I've done that, but I've blanked some of it out, again, to raise curiosity. Even now, you can see in that newsletter there was no link, and even in this email, there's no link. I've put here, do you want to know more about site stealing? I go on and explain, you know, and then I'm saying, what happens next week, Tuesday when it goes live? I say that I'm going to be doing an incredible bonus. And then I say here, PS, what's wrong? Are you looking for something to click on? Because I'm not giving them a link. People want a link at this stage. They've already seen the newsletter. They've seen the pictures of the guy. They know a bit about the product, the sitestealing.com, or the sitestealing idea, the notion of it. But I'm not giving them anything to click on. I'm building up that curiosity. The only thing I did send them to click on is my blog, so they can go back and post comments and discuss with other people how they're getting excited about it. So this is all the week before. Okay, it then gets to the week of the launch. This one, as you can see, is the Monday before the launch. So I'm priming them now. I'm telling my list, look, get ready, it's coming. How to legally steal sites, here's your free video review. Talking about, spoken to you about promising a video review. Well, I've gone through it, here it is. Now notice how I've used this URL, it's on my domain, but I've reinforcing the branding, the idea of site stealing. Throughout this entire campaign, I've referred over and over again to site stealing. Okay, let me just show you that very quickly. It's important. I'll tell you why in a moment, why it's important that I've referred to it as that, site stealing, in that email. Let's go back here and into the newsletter. Where are we? Site stealing. Okay, all over the place, I've referred to it as site stealing because the site itself, the official website, is actually called sitestealer.com. In fact, he had to actually change the name. It's a bit too controversial how he's changed it to siteswiper.com. But it used to be sitestealer.com. But I didn't refer to it as Site Stealer Secrets. I called it right from the beginning, I called it Site Stealing Secrets. Because, and you can probably guess this, but because, let me just type it in here, I bought sitestealing.com. Okay, that is the domain that I'd bought, and I put a redirect on that domain so that if anybody typed in sitestealing.com, they would end up clicking through to my affiliate link and ending up on the official site, sitestealer.com. How do you do that? Well, it's very easy. You put in this code. Just click this down and you can see it. This is the code you use. You make sure you buy a domain and you put in this code. It's called a PHP redirect. Okay, hopefully you can make that out. It's called a PHP redirect. Basically put this bracket, question mark, PHP, header, this, and then obviously here you put your affiliate link. Your affiliate link goes in here, and you save this. Save it, just edit it, create this file in text, in a text document or a text editor, and save it as index.php and upload it either to the root of your website that you've bought or the root folder that you're using to create. And when people land on that, this index.php loads and it automatically sends people here without them actually seeing the page. So they get sent to the affiliate link, your affiliate link, land on the official site even though they've originally actually just put your web address in. Very, very important if you're doing a large campaign that right from the outset you start dropping pieces of bait, convincing people and educating people and putting it in people's minds about the brand and tie the brand to your website domain name. Something else, other ideas that you can use on the domain name front, rather than just getting a permutation of a domain, you can get something, you can go for, you know, give me and then productname.com or buy blah blah blah.com or get whatever the product name is, .com, or the product name, secrets.com, or blah blah blah, the product name, unveiled.com, or product name, you know, product name, now.com. I've tried all these and they've all worked really well. Ideally, this is really the best one that you can get, is something where you can actually tie in the main theme of what the product's about to an actual domain name. So if the product is called, let's just say it's Search Engine Optimizer Pro 560, don't try and register Search Engine Optimizer Pro 560 revealed.com. Go for something like, you know, ultimatetoprankings.com, or you know, thebesttoprankings.com. You know, focus on the benefit, focus on the end result, what people are actually getting when they buy this product, okay, as opposed to just the product name. Those permutations are really going to help you. Okay, moving back to what I was talking about. This is the Monday before launch, so I've sent them out, already sent out the newsletter. We've sent out this a long email explaining a little bit more about what's inside the product, but not giving them a link to click on. And then the day before the launch, I've done a video review. Now, don't be put off by video. If you don't know how to do video, I'll show you how you can do this in a minute. It's very, very simple. And what I've done, I've placed this video review on my site, sitestealing.com. Two reasons for that. Site stealing, I've used that folder name because it reinforces that domain name that they're not even aware of yet, but they know through all this communication that this is about site stealing, site stealing, site stealing. So when I give them the web address, sitestealing.com, it's going to feel natural. It's not going to feel like an affiliate link. Even though they'll probably know it's an affiliate link, it will just roll off the tongue and they'll remember, oh yeah, to get that site stealing thing, I need to get over to sitestealing.com. What else? Well, I've also used my domain name. That reinforces the trust that I've built with my list and the relationship that I've got with them, rather than just sending them off to some random domain, you know, that I might have another sort of blog, or sending them straight away to, you know, the registered domain that I've got, the sitestealing.com/video review. At this stage, I don't want to reveal that. I've just put them over to my site /sitestealing. So I'm giving them a video review, and here you'll also find out who this ex-gangster really is. So I've been zigarniking them, kind of dangling the carrots throughout this promotion from day one on a couple of things. You know, what is site stealing? Who is this guy? Is it real? You know, who is this? What are the tactics? And then finally, in this video review, and I'll show you this in a minute, I'm telling them they're going to find this out. So even if they're not, you know, at this point they may not be wanting to buy it, they might just want to know, who is this guy? They're going to go and click on this, okay? They're going to go and click on this to watch the video review. So here is the video review. What is this? Well, this is just a Camtasia video of the product of the sales letter. I got previous access to the sales letter before it went live. If you're, you know, promoting something that's already live, obviously you can go ahead and do this. How do you create a video? Well, if you've not done it before, you need to get over to techsmith.com. This is not an affiliate link. Okay, techsmith.com. Check out their products. There's various products. The one that I use is Camtasia. And I think there's also something called Cam Studio. techsmith.com. Go and buy one of those video products. It's the product that I'm using to create the video that you're watching right now. I use it for all my affiliate videos. Absolutely invaluable piece of information, piece of software. It would, you know, it's worth a small fortune, and they only charge you know, a couple hundred dollars. If you can't afford that, look around, you'll find cheaper versions. Okay, so this is the video that I did. Let me just click play on this and we'll set this whirring away.
Okay, let me just.
Okay, so the video is now clicking away. So what I did on this video is this, as I've said, I've gone through the sales letter. I'm showing people a sales letter, but you'll also see at the bottom throughout the entire video, and this is something you can do with Camtasia. It will let you overlay the video with something that stays on top the whole time, and I've used that here. How to steal sites legally? Sitestealing.com. So I'm giving them the actual domain at this point. This is the first time they've seen the domain. They're going to go off and be checking this stuff out. So this video goes through the main points, the most powerful things that I found in the sales letter. It's got there the proof, some of the case studies, the headlines, I then go into the product itself. This, as you can see, is a joint venture preview copy that I got of this product. And it says here, confidential, this is the product that I got from Harris before it went live, and I reviewed this. I'm reviewing this in the video that people are getting. So they're getting access to something that isn't yet live. Further reinforces, you know, the exclusivity of it, and also tells them, look, you know, you want to get your hands on this when it finally goes live. I kind of end up on this sales letter again. A real reason for me doing that is just so that when they get to the sales letter, they're probably not going to want to read this, because I've already shown them it. So, you know, if they really are interested in getting this, I'm kind of pre-selling them again. I'm forcing them, by watching this video, to actually read through the sales letter, even without getting to the site, because they're watching this video. So when they do finally go to the site here, scroll down, when they do finally get to the site here, and it's live, they probably won't even bother reading this, which is great for me, because I've already converted them into a sale. They'll just zoom right down to the bottom and click on the buy button, and that's exactly what happened, you know, as I went on to make nearly $20,000 with this. So we zoom on towards the end of the video, and I think at the end of the video, what it does is it forwards on to the actual sitestealing.com product. This, obviously, again, sitestealing.com is my domain that redirects to sitestealer.com using my affiliate link. So everybody that goes through that is cookied as my affiliate. Off they go and buy. I make a ton of cash. So that is the affiliate video, the review video. Great way to show people inside the site. If you don't want to do this sales letter, get them inside the product, show them inside the members area, give them a little bit of something to show the value of the product, but obviously don't give too much away. And if you are going inside the product, I always get permission, from the product owner. You can do that very, very easily. Incidentally, if you don't want to buy the Camtasia product, if you can't spare a couple of $100, there's another product on there. I think it's called Snagit. S-N-I-A-G-I-T. Snagit. You can get a trial version of that for 30 days. It's a lot cheaper as well. It won't do moving video, I don't think, like what I'm doing for you right now, but it will do screenshots. It'll do like a slideshow that you can speak over the top of. As long as you've got a mic, you just dump in a load of images and you can speak over the top of them. So what you can do is do a print screen of different parts of the product rather than the moving video, and then talk over the top of it. All you do to get, you know, print screens of stuff, you know, what you see, there's a button on the keyboard that says print screen, hit that, and then go and paste that into an art package, save that as an image. You can dump those into Snagit, speak over the top of them as a slideshow, and you've got like a movie. It's not, you know, on screen, you're moving through a site, but it's pictures that you're talking over the top of, so that's another way that you can do that. If you want to stay totally away from audio and video, then you could just go off and do a text review and just write a review and send that out to your list. Okay, let me move back. I'm going 100 miles an hour, and I'm not going to stop because I want to deliver ultimate value to you, so keep on scribbling notes. That is the pre-launch, the day before. So I think in that video, I haven't got time to obviously go through and show you that video inside out, but in that video I mentioned the bonus, that they're going to get a killer bonus, and then on Tuesday, this is what I send them, okay? This is launch day. This is what we've been building up to for over a week, okay? Over a week. Week's worth of work here. Now, if you think this is a lot of work, it is. Is it worth $20,000? You bet your socks it is. Okay, so on the day of launch, what happens? Well, I send them this. Resitestealing.com now live. Here's your bonus. Hurry now to sitestealing.com. Remember that domain. Discover the secrets. Now, a lot of this is going to be straightforward. It's just about giving them the URL and telling them that it's live. I don't have to sell the thing because I've done all that in all the previous communication. Do you see how powerful this is? I'm already, you know, giving them, I've already given them, you know, all the reasons why, you know, who is this guy, what's the background. Remember in this long email, I didn't even give a link. I was explaining the product, you know, some of the benefits, what are they going to find out, what's it going to do to their earnings. So when it comes to the launch day, if you do this process right, it's just a case of sending them the link and cashing in. So what else? I've given them this bonus. A bonus is extremely important when you're promoting, particularly a launch when a lot of people are promoting at the same time. So what is the bonus I gave them in this instance? Well, it's a blueprint to copy the $500,000 worth of sales that I created from one site. It was a 25-minute video, and yeah, basically I went through my entire sales process for AdSense, dashvideos.com showed people how I managed to get $20 to $40 extra from every single sale, and how I generated over half a million dollars worth of sales from AdSense-videos.com. So that was the bonus. How did they claim this bonus? Well, they'd need to go off to sitestealing.com. I reinforce that they must order from sitestealing.com, and then I send them an email giving them access to that bonus. How did I do that? Well, it's simple. I just went through into the affiliate area, the kind of shopping cart, if you like, for this particular product, and as the sales were coming in, and they came in freaking fast and freaking quickly, I emailed everybody on that list. It actually took me quite a long time. You might want to automate it. I'll maybe speak about how you can automate that in a moment. But I emailed everybody. What that does is it protects you. It protects you from actually, you know, anybody trying to claim a bonus. You know, you're only going to send that bonus out to people that are actually buying the product. So that's what I did. Made a whole bunch of sales. Let me now go on and explain a couple more things. On this. Oh, first off, I said if you haven't got a list, I would show you very quickly what you need to do. What you need to do is get over to getresponsefast.com, GETRESPONSE fast.com, getresponsefast.com. That is an affiliate link for Get Response. Okay. What happens? You get onto this site and you basically click on order now. I'm not going to take you through this the entire thing, but I'm just showing you this is what you need to do. It's what I use. Half of the top marketers online use GetResponse. The other lot use AWeber. This is my personal favorite. What I would do here, when you get here, is probably get silver if I was you. You can get bronze, but you're actually making a pretty big saving. I know it only says $6 there. But quarterly, you're making a big saving over bronze. You know, you could get gold or platinum, doesn't really matter. Do not get the free version of this. There's no point whatsoever. Honestly, I'm not just saying that. You can go straight to getresponse.com rather than getresponsefast.com, which is my affiliate link if you want, and go and do this. But don't get the free version. It's just not worth it. You know, there's adverts in all the emails you send. You can't tell people, you know, you can't send people to a specific page afterwards. So if you do want to, if you're serious about list building and making a lot of money from affiliate marketing, get the paid version. Dip into your pocket. You know, this is an essential item. List building, you know, this is your entire livelihood online is in your list. Don't skimp. So yeah, you fill in your stuff there, and yeah, let me then show you very quickly what you do. Okay, you'll get through once you've activated your silver membership. You'll get through, click on create campaign. It might take you there straight away, and I'll just take that out. And you just put in your campaign name, whatever you want to call the campaign. You know, my affiliates. Put in your name, put in the email address. This is what people are going to see when you email them out from your list. This is if they hit reply, that's what's going to be sent. That's what's going to appear in the thing. Title, this is what people are going to see if they try and unsubscribe. So put in, you know, whatever it is. You know, obviously, you know, if you're selling in a particular market, put in, you know, blah, 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 tactics or blah, 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 secrets, a little bit of a description. Create the new campaign. After that, let me just go and do it. I'll pause this. We'll go and do this real quick. And if you've got a list, bear with me. I'm only going to spend a maximum of 1 to 2 minutes on this, and then we'll get back and I'll show you the remainder of what I did to generate $20,000 from this campaign. Okay, you put in those details and then get options. Do you want to create follow-up messages? These are the messages that are going to send out automatically after people join your list. You know, day one, day two, day three, day four, etc. Do you want to do that? Do you want to create a broadcast? Probably not, because you've just created a list. So you haven't got anybody to send to yet. Or do you want to preload messages? If you've already got some messages set up in other accounts, you want to import them in there? Probably not. What I would suggest is actually, rather than do any of these, change that, delete that. Let's go in here. Let's go and create a follow-up message. So you click on follow-up messages. You'll get to this part. It's a little bit confusing. It offers you various graphic templates. Just ignore all that. You don't want to be sending graphics. Just say this. I don't need to choose a template. I'll just create a plain text message. Do not show this again. Hit next step. Here we go. This is you creating your very first message for your very first list. We just very quickly show this. So what's the subject? Something like, you know, thank you for joining my list. Make it more exciting than that. You know, here's your bonus. You're going to be offering them a carrot, some sort of bait or incentive or a freebie to get them on the list. How many days? Interval. 0 days means they get it immediately. 1 day means they get it the day after they sign up. You get the idea. And in here, you would put their stuff. This, two square brackets, and then the words first name without a space, and then another square bracket. What that does is when they sign up, it's going to put in their first name in there. It's going to substitute that. So whatever, I'm not going to do all this, it'll take too long, but blah blah, whatever you want to say in your first message, that's it, off you go. Every time you add a message to your system, whether you're doing a broadcast, make sure you do these things. Spam check it, spell check it, test the message, send it to yourself. Once you've done that, add the message down here. That's how you add messages. Okay, I'm not going to take you through any more. There's a whole bunch of videos on GetResponse or GetResponseFast.com that are going to train you how to do all this stuff. I just wanted to give you a real quick thing on how you do it. The other thing you need to do before you start adding anybody to a list, make sure you go to campaign settings. Let me just take you through this real quickly. It's very, very important. You are in the campaign settings. You've got various fields here at the top: messages, subscribers, personalization, and general. Let's go into subscribers. This is something you need to do right at the outset. If you get this wrong, you've screwed up the whole thing. You've wasted all your time. It's this, just hidden out of the way down here. Set confirmed opt-in. Confirmed opt-in means if somebody joins your list, they're going to be sent an email that says click on this to confirm. In my opinion, not a great idea. Yes, you might get higher quality people, but I'd rather just get everybody that I can on my list and convert them to high quality people by sending them high quality information. That is my theory. That is my personal opinion. So what I do, what I want, is I don't want confirmed opt-in for anything. But because of the way that this is set up, you have to leave one of these ticked. So email subscriptions, that's if people send an email to the email address at GetResponse. I don't want that as a confirmed opt-in. I definitely don't want web subscriptions to be sent a confirmed opt-in. Import, I'm not going to import anybody into this list, so I don't mind. That can be set as a confirm. That's it. Just that's all you need to change on that particular page. Click save settings and move on to the next part. Nearly finished. Okay, next, click on general. You've nearly done now. Nearly done with setting up this campaign. Email notifications. You can put in your email address here and it will send you an email when people sign up. You can add a signature. And right down here, down below, you need to put in a postal address. It's against the sort of anti-spam laws not to put in a postal address, and make sure you put one in. Put one in there. That is it. That's you with the list. I said I would do that quickly. I met that for you. If you haven't got a list, get over to GetResponseFast.com. If you have, I apologize. Hopefully you got something a little bit from that those couple of minutes. Right, what else did I do in this campaign then? Well, what else I did is I went viral. I got viral on this campaign and created some videos on YouTube. Here we are on YouTube for one of the videos that I created. Now, this particular video that I called this "Cute Baby Hits Her Gangster Dad with Baseball Bat." It's kind of a catchy headline. I thought it would jump out from YouTube visitors and would get a lot of traffic. And guess what? I was right. 6,681 visits to date. You'll notice in this video that I've included this. The URL is at the bottom of the video. Now, you can't click on it because it's on YouTube, but it's there. People can see it. What is this video? Well, this video, I'll just show you it, and you can see it as it plays through. This is a video that Harris sent to me as a joint venture partner. He sent this to all joint venture partners, sort of saying, look, this is my daughter, she's going to beat me up. This is him as the gangster character. And he said, she's going to beat me up like this if you don't promote. I thought it was a really funny video. And what I did is I recorded it with Camtasia. So I just played the video that he sent me and recorded it and created my own video out of it. I should really have got permission, but I'm good friends with Harris, so it didn't really matter. Plus, I was using it to sell his product, so I didn't think he'd mind. So that worked. That worked really well. As you can see, 6,000 views, 13 comments, 5 sites are linking to it. So that has got me a lot of traffic. I mean, I don't know, to be honest, I'll be totally honest with you, I don't know how many of those 6,600 actually went and checked out this site. But I imagine, you know, even if it's 1%, that's quite a few people. I would have got a few sales out of that. I imagine it to probably be a lot more than 1%. So that worked. Just putting up a viral video, a kind of a funny video about this particular product. I also did this, didn't work quite as well, which is just the same video that I showed you that I put out to my list, the video review, but this time I put it up on YouTube. This one got nearly 1,500 views and no comments, and it didn't get a great rating. I guess because it's more commercial, it's not sort of entertaining. That got 2 out of 5 stars. This got 3 out of 5 stars. But basically, you know, it's still 1,400 people seeing this message, and some people will have gone through, seen this site, and gone off and visited the site. So that's all I'm bothered about. You can write it whatever you like. It's got 1,400 people viewing it. That's all I'm bothered about. So yeah, that's another way. Once you've got that software, the Camtasia software or the Snagit software, you can start uploading videos to YouTube. It's totally free to do it. Get a YouTube account, youtube.com, off you go, start putting these videos up there. Just try and get traffic. Couple of real quick tips on YouTube. Put in the domain name, it's often a good idea, in the actual heading of the video and the description of the video. Just move over here and I'll show you that. So the description, sitestealing.com. So people are seeing the domain a few places. Obviously put the domain, overlay that in the video when you're recording the video, when you're making the video. This one I wasn't too creative with. I just kind of dumped it up there, but it's still got 1,400 people. This one, I spent a little bit more time thinking about it. This idea of cute baby, you know, people like things that are cute, babies, you know, exclamation mark, you know, kind of thinks, well, what are you talking about? Did you really hit somebody with a baseball bat? And you know, it gets people wanting to click on it, which is why this one got nearly 7,000 views and the other only got 1,500 views. So there you go. There's a few ideas for you that you can start to use to promote your affiliate product. Now, I know what you're saying. Yes, I've got a large list. That's why I generated $20,000. No, that is not why I generated $20,000. Although it did contribute to it. I'm obviously not going to be foolish and deny that. But it's all this stuff that I've shown you. This entire process, the drip feeding, that you know, the PDF newsletter, putting people on the blog, social proof of people posting on the blog and saying, yeah, I want this, when does it come out? Then sending, you know, another email describing some of the best benefits, you know, hiding some of the benefits, blanking them out, getting people all kind of foaming at the mouth for this product, but not giving them a link to click on. Again, linking this main site-stealing concept to the domain that I bought that has that redirect link set up. Doing a video review, again, emphasizing the site-stealing concept that links to my domain name. Offering a bonus, giving them this video bonus, and giving them the video bonus and giving them this email on the launch day, sending them that stuff. Something else you can do as well, which I didn't do for this campaign, but I probably should have done, is actually collate everything on one page. What you can do is actually create a page where you build up on it throughout the entire launch process. So you start adding items as you go along. You have a page that to begin with just has the product and the review, and then you add the video review, and then you add, you know, the bonus link, then you add, you know, the sign up page to get the bonus and the link to go and buy the product, and maybe some of the testimonials from the buyers, and you start, you know, getting a pretty large page full of benefits, testimonials, all the offers, all the pre-launch stuff, you know, the newsletter that you've done, the video review, all the lead up stuff, everything on one page. And then what you can actually do is send traffic to that from all kinds of sources, you know, from video, from YouTube video, you can send it from pay-per-click, you know, actually send paid traffic over there, people that are bidding on that particular product name or that product owner's name, and that is going to be something that's really, really convincing. You're giving a whole bunch of free content, free information, they can then use that and then hopefully go and click on the link and go and buy the product. Okay, that's it for this video. I hope you've got a lot of great information out of this. The key thing I want you to get is that it doesn't matter if you don't have a list. Go off and get that list started at getresponsefast.com. If you do already have a list, you can still use this to make a small fortune, even with a small list. Start applying these tactics. Pre-launch people. Give them drip-feed them information, even if the product's already out. Just, you know, make it out that you're only going to tell them about the URL, you know, a week from now. Start drip-feeding information. Get that domain registered that's similar to their domain, to the product domain. You know, sell the person, not the product. So, you know, try and give a profile and a platform to the actual product owner. Get those benefits. Get those features in there. Use video, use that Camtasia or the Snagit software, send, you know, the emails out to people, getting them excited, but don't give them a link initially. You know, send that PDF newsletter, do all this stuff. You can do all this right now, and you can make a lot of money from your affiliate promotions.